Good Ner Shabbos. Good Ner Shabbos. This is a piece in the Ranchaim Kaddish. Kasha ourselves to the Tzaddik. Have a lichtiga Erev Shabbos, a lichtiga Shabbos, the Shabbos Kamarna. So Shabbos Kerestir. I'm sorry, I'm skipping. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Shabbos Kerestir. So in the process of the Tower of the Mitzrayah, so there's the Karbanis that he brings to actually go through the process of Tahara. But then there's like an early set of avoidas that the Mitzrayah has to do. So he has to go to the Kohen, the Pasuk says. He has to bring two birds, two tziparis chayas, two living kosher birds, like doves. And one is shechted over a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel full of mayim chayim. And then the living bird is dunked in the blood water mixture of that kli cheres, and then is set free to fly away. And that's the process that he has to do, and then he can actually start the karbanis. So what's the ending of that? So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh has Torah about it. So he says, B'derech Remez. B'derech Remez, Tirmez HaParasha Golos Yisrael. The Remez is, and B'derech Remez, you could say that that's a process of Golos and Geula. And he quotes over here, the Zohar says that, Ki Umas Oilin Yisrael, the nations of the world for Klal Yisrael, Heim Bechinat Tzaras. It's a Bechinat Tzaras. It's like something, it looks like it's our problem, but it's not really. It's an external problem. So the Goyim to us is as if we're like a Mitzrayah that has this inyan of Tzaras. And the reason why we're susceptible to that is the same reason why the Mitzrayah is susceptible to Tzaras, because of Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara and so on. But Lamaisa, the issues of Tzaras is a remez to the inyan of Golos and the Tzaras that we get from the Messiah. So it says in Pasuk, what should the Mitzrayah do? How do you get out of Golos? So number one is V'huva L'Kayim. V'huva L'Kayim means that wherever you are, even if you're Mechutz L'Machne, you're Mekashi yourself to Hashem. Ki Baruch Hu Yizkana B'Shem Kayin, Hashem can be called a Kayin. And so wherever you are, V'huva L'Kayim, L'Tzad Shnei Srachik, even though he feels distant, Kal Yisrael, Achshav Yizkarev, now in a moment's notice, he should feel close. V'huva L'Kayim, he should immediately feel that this, in his Tzarastic estate, he can be brought to the Kohen. V'oz, and then what happens? V'yetze, then the Kohen goes out to the Mitzrayah, meaning that Shim Chutz L'Machne, that even though you're in Chutz L'Machne, the Rabbanu Shem comes out to bring you a Kapur and to bring you a Geula. All you do is have to just realize that you're V'huva L'Kohen. So what's the process? So V'tziva Kohen, so the Kohen commands, Hashem V'lokach L'Mitar, and he brings for the person that has Tziras, for Klal Yisrael, Shtei Tziparim Chayis Tziras, two living birds. What is that? Heim Shnei Mashichim, those are the two Mashiachs of Mashiach ben Yosef. I'm Sheikh Ben David, Nikrut Tzipa, they're called a bird, Kikain Yiskan, Neshamas, Layanis, Kiyidua. High Neshamas are described in the Zohar Kodesh as being birds. The Mashiach is described as being in the place in Shemayim that's called the Kan Tzipa, the bird's nest. So these two birds are a remez to the two Mashiachs. Then he goes on to say, the Eitz Erez, Ushni Salas, Ve'ezav, he should also take a mixture, he should also take Eitz Erez is the thing of a cedar tree. Ushni Salas is a string that's dyed from a talas, and Ezoiv is hyssop grass, whatever that is. So you take these three things. Remez l'schlish l'ish avis, that's a remez to the three avis that are mitzar if they're close with the two Mashiachs, and with that you'll be able to have a gula. It says in Pasuk, v'shachat, and one of the birds is shechted over klicheres al mayim chayim. That's a remez lo'leinu to l'arigas Mashiach ben Yosef, that's the death of Mashiach ben Yosef, which Chazal say, which is al klicheres, that's a description of how sort of fragile the situation is. Al mayim chayim, because of living waters. What does it mean because of living waters? Living waters, he says, is remez to learning Torah. And so because of a chesaron in mayim chayim, al mayim chayim, that's why the one of the birds has to be shechted. That's why he goes on that, he quotes on the Riya Kaddish, that a person should daven, Mashiach Miyosef shouldn't die. We know from the tzaddikim that certainly that gzeira was batel already. And Nishmas Moshe is involved with fixing that. Nishmas Moshe is Torah, and there's a lot of Torah nowadays, so that's not a concern. So he goes on to say that, and then you take the living bird and you dip it into the blood mixture with those things. That's a remez of Mashiach ben David coming back and sort of like finishing what Mashiach ben Yosef started. And then from there, you set the bird free, and the Mitzrayah is able to begin his processes in earnest of becoming Torah. And that's a remez to Gulas and Shal Yisrael. Bez Hashem, we should be Zaychataka to experience those Gulas in a Rachman Dikaway, in an easy Dikaway. Be a Skulls of Rachman, here, Amen. Amen. Alich the Gerv Shabbos. Yeah.